You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. We study the Word in order to apply and obey what it says. Explore this truth in week 8 of our series, Worldview.
Alright, good evening, 7 p.m. service. Tonight, we're down to the last installment of our Worldview series. This series is all about being reminded and taught that as Christians, our worldview should be shaped by the Word of God. And that is, even if there's something trending out there, a celebrity is advocating something, but if it goes against God's Word, then we will not subscribe to it. At the end of the day, we subscribe to the Word of God. In the past couple of weeks, we talked about the different aspects of God's Word and what makes it so important. Like for example, we talked about devotion, necessity. We talked about the benefits of reading God's Word. We talked about the inspiration of the Word of God. It is God-breathed. Yes, people wrote it, but it wasn't just them who made it up. We can take comfort in the fact that our Bible was divinely inspired by God. It was God Himself who was the author behind the human authors. In week 4, we also learned that the Bible is inerrant, meaning it is free from error. What we're reading in our Bibles is as God intended it to be. It is free from error. And also, we talked about the sufficiency of Scripture. That is, what we have is enough for our spiritual needs. We don't need an update of our Bible. It is as it we need it. And last week, we talked about the clarity of Scripture. We don't need to be intimidated reading it. That all of us here today, if you're a believer of Jesus, you can understand the Bible when you read it. For our last installment, we're going to talk about one of the things that was mentioned in our previous installment, talking about the clarity of Scripture. Last week, we came to understand that one of the reasons why Scripture is clear or Scripture is understandable is because God wants us to obey what He put in His Word. God wants us to apply what is written in His Word. That means God wants us to apply it. In other words, our installment for today, church, is called the application of Scripture. Meaning, what we read here on Scripture is not just meant for reading. It's not like you're reading a novel and mananaka pag nakaread na ka sa Word ni God. But what we read in Scripture is something we can take with us and apply it in our lives. Anyone here, ba, you have that experience? Maybe not you, your seatmate siguro nga. You're reading the Word of God or you hear about it being preached. You think about it na parang, uy, para ninikuan. Bagay nini nga word nga sa friend na ako, dapat ni madunggan niya. Or maybe you hear someone preaching and you know, igisik ko na yung tupan niya, paminaw diya, para na nimo. Maybe you've had that experience. But here's the thing, the Bible is not just for your seatmate. It's not just for the people you think that, you know, they need to hear about this. It's not just for them. It's also for us. Meaning there's something that we can apply in our own lives. It's not just for the people out there, para ninila. It is also for you. And we're going to learn how we can apply Scripture. How do we get to apply what is written in the Bible in our lives? That's what we're going to talk about today. So if your Bible's with you, calendar them to James chapter 1, verses 21 to 25. In verse 21, it says there, "Therefore, put away all the filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like." Verse 25, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So the verses we just read a while ago was from the book of James. James being the half-brother of Jesus. A bit of background on what's happening in his book. James was writing in a time where Christians were being persecuted. They were being scattered left and right. The people were hunting them down. One of them was a guy named Saul, who eventually became Paul the Apostle. James also was writing to address certain hypocrisies in the church with the religious people. In the book of James, if you read it, it tells you about practical faith. Now, you know, our faith is not just all talk, but our faith should be practical. It teaches us how we can apply our faith. And that's why we're reading this scripture for today, for us to learn how we can apply the Word of God. For today, I'm going to share 3 simple points about how we can apply God's Word. And the first of which is this one, receive the Word. James chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls." The word "receive" there means to welcome. When James said receive the implanted word of God, he means to welcome the implanted word of God. And it's very important because receiving the word is far more than just listening to it or just reading it per se. But when we read the word of God, we need to embrace it, to welcome it. Anyone here, you've had guests in your house before? But when you welcome guests, you don't just say, "Oy, welcome, dire ka sa portahan taman." When you welcome guests, of course, you let them in. You tell them to, you know, be comfortable. Make yourself feel at home. Lantaw TV diha, kaon ni pagkaon. You let them in. The same thing with the word of God. We welcome the word of God. Whatever we read from the Bible, we let it in. We embrace it. We don't just read it per se. Na walang gibasa lang nimo, then you forget about it. But you let it stick in you. You embrace, you welcome the word of God. If you go back to verse 21, it also says there, the implanted word. This talks about the gospel. You see, before we were able to understand and comprehend the word of God, the reason why scripture is clear to us is because God did something in us. We were birthed anew or born anew, we're going to call it that way. And because of that, we're able to understand scripture now. Before you became a Christian, when you think about the Bible, when you tried reading it, maybe it didn't make sense. You were thinking, how can I understand this? Di ko kasabot sa Bible. Wirja, Cornisha. But when you started following Jesus, when you had Christ in your life, the moment you start reading your Bible, then you're able to understand. And that because first and foremost, the gospel was implanted already in your hearts when you received Christ. In other words, there's something in you now. The gospel is already implanted in you. Now you might ask, nga naman, receive with meekness the implanted word of God. If implanted na ang word ni God, why do we need to receive it? Diba? It's there na. It's kind of like someone telling you, get a heart. Inda na makay heart na. We're all born with hearts. Why is it nagibutang diring? Receive with meekness the implanted word. And the way to understand is, think about oxygen. We all need oxygen to survive. Here's the thing. Even if you hold your breath, there's already oxygen inside you. Because if not, you would be dead right now. There's already oxygen inside your bodies right now. But here's the thing. You still need to inhale every now and then oxygen. Because if not, you're going to die. The same thing with the word of God. Yes, the gospel is already inside us. It's already implanted in us. But we still keep on receiving the word of God. Whenever we talk about receiving the word of God, I'm talking about the external word of God, God's written word. So yes, we have the gospel in us. We receive the gospel, but we still need to take in every day God's word. Receive it every day. Much like we need to take in oxygen every time. Because in the same way, if you hold your breath, what's going to happen to you? You're going to die eventually from lack of oxygen. The same thing with the word of God. We need it for our spiritual needs. We need to take it, receive it. And receiving is very important because we cannot apply what we are not willing to receive. For us to apply something, we need to be willing to receive it, welcome it. Have you ever tried, you know, trying to study something that wala jud kay interest, makakat-on? Well, let's say back in college daw, diba? Let's say your course is medical, nursing, medtech, PT, ND, whatever medical-related field. Then nakay integral calculus. And you're wondering, usaw na ko ng calculus akong pasyente na ako. Unsa na kaning x squared, y squared sa akong pasyente or sa akong analysis, sa substance or something. Maybe you felt like that when wala kay gana mo learn something in your course. And because of that, you struggle trying to understand it. And the same thing with us. We cannot apply what is in God's word if we're not willing to embrace it, if we're not willing to receive it. The same thing with any, you know, when you talk about plants like this one. For a plant to grow and bear fruit, it has to be planted in the soil. For God's word to bear fruit in our lives, if we want to reap the benefits of applying the word of God, we need to apply it. We need to have it in us. We need to receive it. No one thinks for a moment na if nasa seed sa iyang backpack, mutubo ra na kalit, nasa bunga. It doesn't happen. You need to plant that seed. The same thing with God's word. We need to receive it. Have it planted in us. We cannot actually love God without coming under His spiritual authority by receiving His word. We cannot also claim to follow and love God without claiming to be under His spiritual authority by receiving His word. That is why if we are here today, when we claim to follow God, it would only logically follow that we would receive His word. The next thing I want to share is that for us to apply the word of God, we need to look intently into the word. To look intently. James chapter 1 verse 25 says, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." If we are to apply the word of God, before we can do so, we need to look intently at God's word. The word look comes from the Greek word parakupto, It means to bend over and see something better. When I got to know this, the image that comes to mind is this picture right here, trying to look at this microscope. If we want to see bacteria or things in a micro level, we need a microscope for us to look at it closer, for us to see it. The same thing with the Word of God, we need to look at it intently. When you read God's Word, you don't just read it passing through and then you forget about it. Or you read it and say, ah, okay na to, gets na ako. But for us to all the more get something from God's Word, we need to look at it intently. Look at it closer. If you want to maximize your reading time with the Word of God. And the reason why James illustrates a while ago in earlier passage na it's like someone looking at a mirror. Back then, in their time, ang mirrors auna nila is different from our mirrors today. Our mirrors today is more advanced than their mirrors. In their time, it's basically a polished metal. So it couldn't give them the best reflection. For anyone, man or woman, if ganun siya makita sa reflection niya, kailangan siya mulan tawag tarong sa mirror. He needed or she needed to look at the mirror intently, closely. If you just glance at it, then he would miss what would be on his face. Unlike the polished metal, the Word of God is like a perfect mirror. It tells us what's wrong in us. But just like the polished metal, we need to look at it closer for us to grasp all the more what God is trying to tell us. Because we might miss out something crucial and important pag skimming through lang ta. If you eat this food, only you are fond of eating these, mga crab, shrimp. But if you eat crab, shrimps, or lobsters, on the onset, if you look at them, it's like, wala kayo makuha kayo, gahi nga shell lang. Puro ra shell, puro ra claw, puro ra hard stuff. But if people who eat this stuff, they would tell you there's a lot you can take in. If you crack the claws, na kay meat makuha, you open the shell, there's still a lot of stuff you can take and eat. My point in sharing is the same thing with the Word of God. When you look at it, it might intimidate you at first. You might feel like after reading quickly, that's it na. But just like when you're eating lobsters, crabs, the more you peel through that tough exterior of claws and shells, all that, na ba kayo makuha, the same thing with the Word of God. The more you look at it intently, closely, there's still a lot more you can grasp and take from it. In other words, if we only glance at the scriptures in a superficial manner, we will not be able to see what God is showing us there or get enough grasp of what God is really saying to be able to put His will into practice. We will miss out a lot of stuff if we just glance at it on a superficial level. But the more you look at it closely, you'll be able to get more from the Word of God. Now the question is, how do we look intently into the Word? How do we do so? How do we read God's Word na dili siya pinaspas lang? I'm going to share a simple process. This is a good guide for you to be able to look at it closer with more intent and for us to apply the Word of God. And this simple process has an acronym. It's called SOAP. SOAP is an acronym. S stands for Scripture. Obviously, for you to apply the Word of God, as simple as it sounds, you need the Scripture. You need the Bible. Find a time and place to read God's Word that you can focus and not be distracted when you're trying to read it, when you're trying to look at it closer. Kasi how can you look at it intently closer kung napoy distractions all around? Read it in a place where you can focus on it. For some people, it's in their homes. For some people, medyo mas senti sila. They go to places like the beach. Medyo scenic ang ganahan, or a hill or a mountain. Kung ganahan mo, matog Tierra Alta every day, dito mong basag Bible ninyo, by all means, at dumarito basta makabasa mong Bible ninyo. The point is to find a time and place for you to be able to read Scripture. Emphasize time. If you're more of a morning person, read it in the morning. If you feel like you want to read at night, kay bugay ka matulog, then read it at night. The point is to have a daily time to be able to read the Scriptures. That's the first one, Scriptures. Next one, observation. S-O, observation. Imagine if you're a detective, you're in a crime scene. There's blood, there's a dead body, there's stuff all around. As a detective, your job is to analyze, to try and figure out what happened or what was the cause of the crime and all that. I-analyze nimo ang mga itabo. I-analyze nimo ang surroundings. You can ask questions. Why is this here? What happened? Why and all that? The same thing with the Word of God. When you read through God's Word, don't be a passive reader. Don't just read it parang, okay, may itabo. David fought Goliath. Si Jonah gilamon siya whale. But you read God's Word, be an active reader. Ask questions. Why did David not wear the armor brought to him by Saul? Why did he compare someone who hears the Word of God to looking at the mirror? Why use this illustration? Why use these words? Why did the story happen this way? Ask questions. What happened? Observe. Look at the patterns of what's happening as you read. Be an active reader. The more you ask, the more you look at it closely, you'll actually learn a lot more compared if passive la ka nag-read. That's what happens when you ask questions about what you're reading in your Bible. You don't necessarily have to get the answers right away. Maybe for some of you, because of your questions, you get confused. Like, Lord, nga naman eh. And that's perfectly okay. Even if you don't understand right away, ask those questions. Next one is application. Of course, after you've read the scriptures, ask your questions, you try to dissect it, you can get to apply it naman. Apply what you've read. I'm going to share more about this on the third point. The next one is prayer. Prayer is a natural response after reading the Word of God. Because if in God's Word, it's God communicating through us through His Word, prayer is us communicating to God naman. So it's like being in a conversation. We read God's Word, God talks to us, we pray, we talk to God, and so forth. And prayer is important. If ever you're reading something in Scripture, you don't get it, you're confused, pray to God, Lord, what does this mean? Lord, why did you write it this way? Pray to God about it. Or pray to God when you're thanking God, Lord, thank you for making me understand. Thank you for making me be able to read this, comprehend this to God. Before, I couldn't understand, Lord, maski kaplang basahon, now I finally understood it, Lord. In fact, you can pray to God, not just after the Bible reading, of course, pray as well before. Kasi diba, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. He is the one who makes us understand what's in the Bible. So you can pray before and also after as well. That's the looking at intently part. So, it's pretty simple. Scriptures, observation, application, and prayer. Now, the first thing I want to share is being a doer of the Word. We talked about receiving the Word of God. Look at it intently. And now, the thirdly, how do we become a doer of the Word? Now, it was all about the application and the importance of applying the Word of God. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not only hearers, deceiving yourselves. James says that if we only hear the word of God, we deceive ourselves. There's nothing wrong about hearing and reading the word of God. By all means, know and hear about it. But if we stop right there lang, hindi atatama, knowing and hearing and reading lang, then we deceive ourselves. James says in the Bible that we need also to do and apply the word of God. Now, how can this be? How do we deceive ourselves? I'm going to share it in this quick story. Now, there's this guy, one time daw, na he wanted to learn swimming. Nag-learn siya swimming sa balay niya. Because kapuin siya katog pool. So he would watch YouTube videos, try to follow how they move, the strokes, butterfly stroke, freestyle. He would practice on the floor, on the bed. If he felt like watching it would help him understand lang. So after a few days of doing this, he felt confident. Ay, kabalo na ako. Kabalo na kita sa video. Suwit din na kayo na ako ang mga strokes, ang kicking. So one day, he decides to go to the pool. He took a dive with all confidence. And lo and behold, hapit siya na lumos. And you might ask, why? Didn't he not follow the videos? That's the thing. He only followed the videos. He only tried swimming in his home, in his bed, in his floor. There is a world of difference between looking at a video and actually going to the pool or a beach and actually trying to swim. There's a world of difference there. And the same thing with the Word of God. It's one thing to read God's Word. It's wanting to take it into heart and apply it and live it out in your life. There's a world of difference. You might feel like nag-gets na niyo because you read it, but to practically apply it, it's totally different. We deceive ourselves if we're thinking nag-gets na to after just reading it. There's this quote from Stephen J. Cole. It says here, to hear the Word and not do it leads to deception, but to hear the Word and do it leads to blessing. The good thing about doing and applying the Word of God is that there is a result. There's a reward for that. When we do the Word of God, it results in blessing. Obedience brings blessing. If you practice and apply the Word of God in your life, it brings blessings. God rewards you when you move in faith and apply His Word. Think about it this way. Let's say you read it in your quiet time, says there, God is a provider. God is a blesser. It's one thing to read and say, Lord, blesser ka, provider ka. Okay, gets. Yung ng Bible. Now I know. But it's another thing to live out that truth. When you open your wallet and there's nothing there. When you check your bank account, there's nothing there. And you ask yourself, Lord, you said in your word, provider, blesser ka. But Lord, in my present circumstance, Lord, I don't feel it. It's one thing to know what the word has to say. It's another thing to apply that truth in your life. To declare that truth in your life. To claim the truth in your life and say, Lord, I'm going to live it out, declaring that, Lord, you are indeed a provider and a blesser. What if you read in your word, Lord, you are a healer, a restorer. You can read it and say, come on, Lord, restore ka, healer ka. But what if you get cancer? What if you get ill or your loved one gets ill? Can you still say, Lord, healer ka? Or will you drop and let go of it? Lord, I don't trust anymore. I don't believe what you put in your word. Lord, nagkasakit lagi ko. There is a world of difference, church, when we apply, live out God's word. The more we apply and live it out, the more it's instilled, the more it's implanted in our hearts. Because that's the way we learn things as well. It's one thing to get something from a lecture. It's another thing to practically apply something. The same thing with God's word. The more we apply it, the more we learn it, the more it becomes true in our lives. A couple of things before I'm about to end. John chapter 14, verse 15 says here, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is Jesus talking. Now I'm sharing this because as we talk about the word of God, we talk about applying it, doing it in your life. I know that sometimes doing things, it can feel like a chore. It can feel like a task. When we read the word of God and it tells us to do something, to apply something, it speaks into our hearts because as we tackled a few weeks ago, the Bible has the authority to speak into our lives because it comes from God. We might feel like it's a task, a duty to try and obey it. And you know, maybe kapuyan ta. Or Lord, unyan na lang Lord, unyan ako buhaton eh. But here's the thing. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. At the end of the day, church, our motivation in obeying the word of God should be out of our love for God. Not out of fear, not out of compulsion, but because we claim to love God. If we love God, we came to follow and walk in His steps. We came to be a believer of God. We should only follow that we would keep His commandments. If we love God, then we would follow in His commandments. We would embrace it. It would cease to be a chore and it would become a delight for us. That following in His words would become a delight to us every day. Much as reading it has become a delight to us as well. In other words, church, if we love God, may we be doers of the word as well. Nothing wrong about hearing, knowing, and reading God's word, but let's not stop there. There's also another part to that, doing the word of God. It's like a 1-2 punch combo. You can't have one without the other. We need both of it, to read, to know God's word, and to apply it, to do it as well. And as we do so, God rewards and blesses our obedience. The benefit is actually on us when we apply the word of God.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.